There is dream also in sleep. And there also a sort of lila, play, pastimes, a nidra. That may be compared with reflection in other restful condition. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Jeta.
Maharaj, we see that different acharyas in their tikas, they give different conceptions of Suddha Sattva.
What is that?
Maybe that was, I'm not sure, maybe Baladev Vidyabhushan.
Huh?
Baladev Vidyabhushan. That Suddha Sattva takes on the form of Sandini Shakti. Transformation of Suddha Sattva is Sandini.
Sandini.
Yes.
And then?
And Sandini has two functions. One is existential potency, and the other is the vaichitra, or the variegatedness. Vaichitra. Variegatedness. But then we see again that Sridhar Swami, he says that Suddha Sattva is Vasudeva realization. So how do we adjust?
Vasudeva realization, what Sridhar Swami has said, that is the general conception. And the more particular you shall find in Baladeva. Baladeva. Sridhar Swami is the follower of Shuddha Advaiti. Ramanuj Vishishta Advaiti. Madhvacharya Shuddha Advaiti. And Nimbarka Advaita Advaiti. And Mahaprabhu Achinta Bheda Bheda. The Shuddha Sattva is the general conception. It is, simply says Vasudev. The Vasudev conception is just after Brahma conception, Paramatma conception, Vasudev. Then more developed than Lakshmi Narayana. Vasudev conception, there is no Shakti, no potency clear.
Krishna alone.
Greater attention will disclose that there is potency, Lakshmi Devi, before Narayana. The Sutta Sattva generally begins after Brahma Loka, uncontaminated, the consciousness uncontaminated with material conception. That is Shuddha Sattva. From there begins really the Nirgun. That is the conception of Nirgun. Shuddha Sattva and Nirgun synonymous. Positive thing. And the consciousness, not misconceived world, finishes there. Then we enter Shuddha Sattva. We get the glimpse of the reality. Then that is pure consciousness, pure understanding. But the beginning is Vasudeva, Lakshmana in this way. And that is all extension of Baladeva. Baladeva is the Aṃshi, and they are all Aṃshi, they are Vilas. Shuddha Sattva. And now, what was the point?
I was wondering how this can be adjusted. How you adjust it? There's two different opinions. Different opinions.
Not two different. What is there? Two. One Baladeva Vidyabhushan says that.
He says that Suddha Sattva transforms into Sandini potency.
And master is Baladev.
Yes.
Baladev's potency is Shuddha Sattva.
And that is two.
And he says that is Vasudev. And the Vasudev is the extension of Baladev.
Yes.
Though Vasudev is Krishna, when only consciousness is concerned, because Krishna cannot be eliminated from anywhere, from anything else. In the beginning, when we come to that land, that plane, that is Vasudev. But Vasudev, when a part of Vasudev, a particular function of Vasudev is to be traced, then it is sent as this Baladev. It is not direct from Vasudev proper, but it is his extension. Second, Baladev, it is his extension. We separate Vasudev from Baladev. When? Then Vasudev is Ichha Shakti Pradhan, and Baladev is serving, fulfilling the Ichha Shakti, will of Krishna. That is taken as Baladev. Am I clear?
Yes.
Then the Vasudev, what we see in the beginning, after crossing Brahmaloka, the Vasudev conception, that is really the extension of Baladev. And Baladev should be differentiated from Krishna in the upper stage, that Ichha Shakti Pradhan, the willing, the master of willing is Krishna. He and the Baladev, the first supplier of his will. He is only facsimile, the next conception.
Sridhar Swami also says, he says that Sudha Sattva, which is Vasudev realization, instead of saying Sandini, he uses the word Chit Shakti, which is the same as Sandini, but he uses Chit Shakti as the synonym.
Only roughly, when we Bahunam Janmanamanti Ganuvaman Prabhuddhati Vasudev, the first hazy personal conception. First we have some impersonal conception of the whole conscious element. Then, when more attentive, we have to find that it is personal. The first conception of personality in the ocean of consciousness, that is Vasudev conception. Then when more and more we are attentive to look at that thing, then so many differentiation comes in our vision. And there so many the Varnaraki Narayan, then his Sankarsan Padyumna Niruddha, according to the difference of the function, so many representatives of or delegation or agents are found. Gradual development. From the chaos, we are moving towards the cosmos. In this way, the gradual development. So Baladev in the higher position in intense cosmos, and the hazy first beginning we see Baladev as a whole, endowed with personality, not an inert conscious substance like Brahma. That is Vasudev. And Vasudev is to be seen in differentiated character, then also we shall see many things there. First Lakshmi Narayan and his paraphernalia, Sankarsan Aniruddha, Vasudev Sankarsan Padyumna Aniruddha, Vasudev in particular form is there, then Sankarsan Padyumna Aniruddha, and then again 24 Murti in Vaikuntha, that is found in Parabhum, and then crossing that we have to enter to Ayodhya, Dharuka, conception, Mathura, and then Vrindavan. Deeper and deeper conception will diverge all this vision. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, what is the Swarup Shakti? Is that Haladani? Is that coming from Haladani? Or where is it? When does the Swarup Shakti?
Swarup Shakti
carry out its vilas.
Swarup Shakti, the Satchit Ananda, Satta Sandhini, Chidamsa Pradhan, Vasudev, but everyone is conscious there, mm-hmm. common. And Hadini Radharani, Satchit Ananda. Ananda is the central interior, most original, and the complete thing is Anandam. So Hadini should be the main thing in the Shakti, Sarva-Shakti, Anandam. But one, each one of them is more or less present in another. Mm-hmm. But principle, Anandam is principle, but that presupposes also consciousness as well as existence. Mm-hmm. And generally existence, then consciousness, and then Anandam, Rasabodh. Fulfillment of bliss. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the Swarup Shakti refers to? Swarup Shakti refers to Bhakti Shakti or what?
Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti extended up to Vaikuntham and just above even Sivalok, Bhakta Sivalok, Sadashi. Mm-hmm. He is also included in the boundary of Swarup Shakti. That is extent just after Brahmalok, the activity of Saraswati begins and it ends to Vrindavan, to Radha. More intense, fine, valuable. And this way, the gradual development. Mm-hmm. That is the original, and this is the way of extension coming, rather becoming upward. Intensity, lower graduation. In this way it ends in Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka.
In Jaiva Dharma, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that the Jiva Shakti is part of the Swarup Shakti.
Jiva Shakti is part of the Swarup Shakti. Jiva Shakti is the marginal. As the marginal, part of the Swarup Shakti, maybe a very Maya Shakti is almost non-existing thing. So Swarup Shakti is what is really existent. And the Maya only a negative misconception of Swarup Shakti. So to be a substantial position, that must be connected with Swarup Shakti, a part of Swarup Shakti, infinitesimal, just as sun and as ray. So Swarup Shakti is the sun. Jiva Goswami has said in Tattva Sandarbha, sun, by the example of sun. Surya, tat mandala, tat bahirgata jiva, and parikshavi rupena. Chaturdha adhya jnana vidyate. Advaigan, one undivided whole, may be first seen in classification as Surya, tat mandala, and then tat kirana, and tat pratichavi maya, this world. And kirana is jiva. That is some original, modest facsimile of the original thing, but it has got its real position. So we may consider the Swarup Shakti, which is really existing. Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti is really the tat bahirgata Surya Mandala. Surya tat Mandala. Then the ray emanating from Swarup Shakti, that is Jiva. And that may be considered as a part of that Surya Mandala. There's a dust of the earth. Dust is not the earth, and still dust is the smallest part of the earth. In this way. This dust is nothing but the earth. Okankar Kajan Bhulanagi. Kekya Dinwar Kya?
Samaraj, each energy has a different function. Each energy has a different function. So sat.
But we must remember, akinta bheda bhed, different, but not completely separated.
Yes.
Some sort of dependence on the higher.
Yes.
A part of the higher, and also harmonizing the other lowers. Relative position. Everywhere there is relative position, producing something and a product of something. So both sides the relationship. And that is governed by a law, and which comes from the sweet will of the autocrat. And this is achinta bheda bhed. Nothing we can fix in its own position. Yes, Einstein theory. Always changing. It may change by the influence of the will of the autocrat. So achinta bheda bhed. We can't see a thing that this is such. Something in addition, in its future, must be added to that, just as Einstein said, at present. Take the photo of a thing, and 1 year after take the photo, it will be a different. Not exactly the same thing. So this sort of margin must be kept in our mind. They are ever changing. So there also Vidas is there, and the Supreme Will is there, His control is always there. So we cannot fix anything. We must work under a living master. So it may change any moment. With this idea in our hand, then we shall go to describe the characteristic of anything else. Not fixed thing like Maya.
Yes.
Maya is also flickering. So we have to deal with a higher thing as He will give us, send us the conception, the revelation. It may change. Not a limited object, that I must keep it in under our subjective control. We must not go to think it like it. Still, a sort of idea about the paraphernalia, what we want to go in. Some idea we may have. But at the same time, we think that He can change His position if He likes, like a magician. He's showing something to one and something to other simultaneously. That sort of freedom is with Him, with Sarvashakti. The Sarvashakti, that world, has reserved the right of showing herself differently to different enquirers. This must be taken in hand before we venture to approach to know about her. Her freedom, more than us, we cannot be investigator. She must and may not allow us to be investigator of His harem, of His internal affairs. With this caution we must try to move there. The delicate thing, it is her sweet will. She may help me to know, or may not. He may close the door, not to be known. So our intellectual investigation, and to give a particular form, and to to broadcast that to the public, all may be falsified. I am not such. Oh, you have described me in such and such, I am not such thing. New thing. Reserved the right, the freedom. So, intellectualist investigation about all these things, the audacious investigation, attempt to investigate about the thing, that is not very happy. Like they are grace. If we have that primary conception, that our position is such and such, very modestly and keeping her prestige, we shall go to enter into her room, into her formation and anything and everything. Otherwise it will be something, a facsimile, we will be deceived and showing a false second. That characteristic must be always maintained in our life. She is free, she is subtle. Bhukti mukti spriha javat pishaja hirivartati tavat bhukti shukham bodhi kasumabhu. Where there is the aspiration of salvation or exploitation, she feels shy to come to that place to be discussed. It was very touchy. And thereby you should know that it's touchy, her prestige, her, her sentiment, all should be considered. Once Prabhupada, in his office room, he was inquired about the beauty of Radharani. And from particular quarter, the Lakshmi Devi is very beautiful, and Radharani is less than that, and somehow or other, such question came to him. And she could not tolerate, he could not tolerate that. He wanted to describe the beauty of Radharani. But to the as he is a position of an acharya, he can't say to the public the beauty, physical beauty of Radharani. He can't say, but there was a clash between the two. He will try to establish the superiority of the beauty of Radharani in one current, and another attitude, that it won't be expressed to the public. We can't do that. Two forces clashed, and he lost his consciousness and fell from the chair. So those, to deal with those things, a very subtle and very honorable sentiment, there is not in anatomy. In anatomy, in a dead body, we analyze and so on and study. It should not be like that, treated like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. With due respect, honor, love, service, we should approach to know about a very secret, very mystic, higher sentiments. With due respect and serving attitude, we should try to approach. Automatically or spontaneously, it may come with revelation in my heart, any time it may come. We shall do our duty and wait for the time when it comes out of own accord. I have to know I am such and such, do this, do that. Like things like that nature. Not in the laboratory we should take all these things to show to the public the benefit of that. You know, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Chaitanya. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. আপনার জামা ছিঁড়ে গিয়েছে বলছে, তো জামাটা কে যাই গৌর হরি গৌর ওখানে কে বাক্সি গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর
practical question.
Yes.
So theoretical. I think that I know that I will remain here with you in your temple, but I feel that there will be some pressure coming. There will be some pressure.
Pressure?
Yes. Coming from our mart.
Yes.
About me staying here. But still I am determined to remain. So what is the attitude should be taken in such a, there may be some small disturbance.
I think it is better to consult among yourselves. That is Charuswami and others here.
Yes.
And they have got knowledge of the ISKCON and also about something about me. So you consult among yourselves what will be the better. I am a poor man with my own position, and then that big affair of propaganda, what contribution may come from me. I am with my own, I was small, independent man,
yes,
with my own thoughts and ideas, aspirations, I am here. But my goodwill was that who came to join Swami Maharaj, some of them are discouraged by the present behavior of the ISKCON, they should be helped as far as possible to be reinstated in their spiritual consciousness under the flag of Mahaprabhu, Krishna, a goodwill. That is a goodwill from me, and to translate that into action, I have got no such power. I am old man. And what program you should take, you should consult among you. I of course told previously that if the present administration be very orthodox, very determined in their very self-sufficient, you think, so we meet the other stalwarts that are outside the committee and find a way, what should we do? We are others, we are also interested in Swami Maharaj, but we can't keep our interest in this present administration. Then what should be our duty? We should combine and try to live outside ISKCON under the banner of Swami Maharaj. We want to live outside the present administration, which we cannot accommodate. with. Mm-hmm. That path may be taken. This I may recommend. Mm-hmm. Meet one another, especially the leading and qualified persons, and then you consult with them and come and counsel. Because the administration does not care for us, so should we go astray, or we must live under the banner of Swami Maharaj according to our capacity. And I thought we must not go astray. That's a God, love Swami Maharaj and Mahaprabhu and Krishna. But you can't place some active confidence into the present administration. You meet and you combine yourself and go on with some activity. Of course, you won't try to come in collision with them as much as you can, but if that is inevitable, sometimes after, you have to be compelled to do that also. That is the nature. But in the beginning, you try to work as peacefully as possible, without giving least hindrance to them. In this way, you meet one another and you can think that we also want to live improve our life according to the light which we have received from Swami Maharaj about Mahaprabhu, Krishna, etc. We cannot commit suicide. We must be true to our own conscience and own faith that has attracted us to such a great thing which we realize. And we should have to discharge our duties to my friends who are more or less suffering with the same disease with me, with us. That may be, but we have to consult. I am an old man and I am not ambitious enough, but what little I have got, I am at your disposal. This is my way of thinking.
So, Maharaj, I was thinking, when I returned to America to meet with these devotees who are outside.
Yes.
But one problem I anticipate is that amongst those who are outside, there's also so many differences of opinion. So,
because every man has got his way of different thinking. But maximum, common maximum, should be taken. And if in that case my interference may help you, I am ready to do that.
Very good. Sometimes...
And at present, in the practical field, what I see is if you find there are some who won't take any initiation from the ISKCON, 11, and they have some regard for me, you may ask to the ISKCON people, you are 11, at least give recognition to Sridhar Maharaj to be one of you. At least you can grant this much, those he is separately existing, is independently existing, but he may give some moral sanction to him that he may be one of you. So from anyone's zone, if anyone is desirous of getting his help, then you don't take it as your the action of your enemy.
But Maharaj,
there is something about in his favor from your own Gurudev, so at least you can accept him of the status, at least one of you. This much you do in your spirit of toleration. So there may not be a big crack between the two. But practically it is such that there are so many who come to this creed, but unfortunately they cannot have any faith, cannot have any regard for you, one of you. But he has got faith in him. Yes. Then at least we can do this. If you don't do that, then we shall have to find our own way.
Maharaj, they may be afraid that you will put them out of business.
I am beginning a business.
No, that if they allowed people to take dika from you, then no one would want to take dika from them.
Where are you going? There are so many. Kalajjhan nirvadhi vipula chapati. The world is a great, big thing, so many corners are there. It may not be so. Of course, there may be such apprehension.
Yes.
The ones let loose, they get open, then they may have, especially the thoughtful persons, they may have attraction. Why such a special arrangement is made? But you will have to give a pledge that very temperate we should be in our daily. Only that will be, we won't canvass for him, for Sridhar Maharaj, but only what will be unavoidable, I shall only take them to him. We shall take them, or them only to him, in the case of unavoidable case. And generally, we won't canvass in his favor. Something like that is possible.
I've suggested.
Anyhow, you consult it amongst yourselves. You know the position there, here, everything. I do not know all these things in details. But in general,
I just want to stay with you. I only want to stay with you. I want to stay here, if possible. If you will allow me, as far as you will allow me, then I would like to stay here. What they may do, I do not know. For some time, if you allow me.
So you are to consult amongst you.
I will not disturb them.
Consult with Charuswami Maharaj. He is conversant with the position here and also there.
Yes.
And from long time he is here.
Correct.
Yes.
Some of you may stay here, some of you may work there, and what is your present number, all these things should be considered.
Yes.
And that should be done. And if you are to stay here, I am of opinion that you must have to go on your own way. Your habits of taking prasadam, etc., is different from the habits of the mostly the Indians.
No.
So you must have your own place where 5, 6, or 10, and you can live there in your own way, freely. That is another center, subordinate connection with this.
Yes. Like this house. This house where you let our Guru Maharaj stay there.
Where?
This house.
house.
Yes, where Bhakti Charusha.
Maybe there.
Yes.
Or even in a greater form, if you gather more friends in your company, then another place I have got in mind, which is the real birthplace of Chaitanya Dev. You may find in Bhakti Ratnakar as well as in Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The real birthplace of Chaitanya Dev was just near the bridge as when you go to the Mayapur, Yogapit.
The bridge.
So I shall try to acquire that land for you privately. I shall try. You may go through Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Dham Pacharini and Dham Bhajan Lalasa. And the Prabhupada wanted, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw that light, Prabhupada wanted to establish a light post there. Light post there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are known to Paramahansa Maharaj, he was generally in Mayapur with Prabhupada. He knows the place where that light post Prabhupada wanted to erect. That is the real place of Mahaprabhu's prakat, near the bridge. But close to that, we may try to acquire some land, and there a center may be established. Or any place in Madhya Deep. No center has yet been established, just on the other side of the Ganges.
Mm-hmm.
Some land, and you may have your own place there. According, you can go on accordingly your physical habits, so that it will facilitate your service, the capacity of your service more and more. And of course, any moment you will come, go. I may not, but my parents also. If possible, I also may go sometime. And it may be done this way. Of course, if more of you are interested in this thought, this kind of thinking. Now, of course, what he says, he may stay here, but 3-4 may stay here temporarily.
Yeah.
But if you it grows, yeah, then it will have to have a proper place that suits you, your habit and your nature and your food and other things should be done in such a way. Because your body is not to start, but to serve. It will be utilized in service.
Yeah. Yes.
That is the creed.
Yes.
And not by starvation to try to reach the desired end. But full-fledged service, full-fledged service, not only showing through penance our own affinity towards what they call, but we march like a total war, with all our sentiments, feelings, kaya, mon, vakko, thought, word and deed, we shall march to Krishna. Full-fledged. Not the mind or the conscience or anything and eliminating the body and other things, no. The whole shall march towards Krishna, that one. So when Swami Maharaj asked me, I am very unwell, what do you say, Prabhupada is not here? I want your advice. I have come some respect for you, whether I should die working here or I shall return back to India. Only seeing and examining the things, I am of this opinion that Prabhupada has given you that land for your activity in this old age. So I think you should work there, you should die there working, and then your body will be taken here. That would be a greater propaganda for the Gaudiya Mutt. And he accepted that. So wholesale march, die to live. Hegel's word, die to live. To have a proper life, we shall have to die. And nothing left with everything. And we should serve and die. To die on hardness. There is an expression for what?
Die in the saddle.
To die on hardness. That is, die on fighting. Die on hardness. Huh. Not as a playing man. So die on hardness. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. When Charuswami comes here, Prabhu Bhavan, and you all put your heads together and think out what should be the future course of your activity, your service. I may give some suggestion according to my experience and my consideration and my